We are up to Perek Zayin, Sif Aleph, Chilukei Dinim Yesh Legabei Tchina B'Yamtiv. We're going to talk all about the halachas of Tchina on Yamtiv. The Shi'urim, we'd like to put them out on a regular basis to finish the entire Shmir Shabbos Kelchasa, but we need your sponsorship to make that happen. To help that happen, please go to www.rabbifishman.com or email rabbifishman@gmail.com. Thank you. So we are on page Tzadik Test in the new print, the Shmir Shabbos Kelchasa, of the Perek Zayin, Dinei Tchina B'Yamtiv. We're going to talk about grinding on Yamtiv. Perek Vav was grinding on Shabbos. Now we are going to talk about grinding on Yamtiv. Sif Aleph begins. Chilukei Dinim Yesh Legabei Tchina B'Yamtiv Bein Oichon Sheim Gedulei Karka Bein Oichon Sheinei Gedulei Karka. We're going to see there's going to be a difference in halacha between food that grew from the ground and food that did not grow from the ground. Bein Oichon Sheiskalku L'Gamri Mitochnum Kaidum L'Chag. We're going to see there's a difference whether the food would be get ruined if you ground it before Yom Tov, or if it made no difference. And between foods that won't be go bad, but they won't taste as fresh if it was done on Yom Tov. And between foods that have absolutely no difference in taste if they were done before Yom Tov. So basically, this is an introduction. So Aleph told us that anything that we're going to talk about grinding on Yom Tov, it's going to be a difference whether it grew from the ground or it didn't grow from the ground, whether it will stay as fresh, not as fresh, or go bad if you ground it before Yom Tov. Sif Beis. Oichum Shem Gedulei Karka Sheiskalku Imitchanam Kaid Mulchak. Any food, even if it grows from the ground, if it would go bad if you ground it up before Yom Tov, you're going bananas, tapuche eitz, apples, betzalim, onions, any things like this, you can grind them on Yom Tov the same way you would do on a weekday. Dehainu, banana gam b'shinei hamazleg, like a banana, you can take the regular side of the fork and crush it up. Tapuche eitz, an apple, gam b'pumpia, even with a grater. Batzel, a knife, onion, gam b'sakin gedolah miyuchedes kach. Even a large knife, which is only meant for chopping up onions, you can use on Yom Tov, no problem. You could cut it up very small, the same way you do on a weekday. It's permitted to cook vegetables and put it through like a strainer that, you know, smashes it. You can take potatoes, cook potatoes, and you can make mashed potatoes. All these things you can do, even not right before the Suda. But you can only do it, that which you need, for that day of Yom Tov by itself. You can't do it from the first day of Yom Tov to the second day of Yom Tov. And what to do when Yom Tov falls out on Erev Shabbos, we will speak about in Perek Beis. We spoke about the requirements for Erev Tavshilin. If you did Erev Tavshilin, then you could do your preparations from Shabbos to Yom Tov. From Yom Tov to Shabbos. Siv Gimel Oichum Shem Gedulei Karkov Leiskaku Mitochnum Kaidum Lachag. Any food that grows in the ground that would not go bad if you ground it before Yom Tov, I will time them yafuk. It wouldn't taste as fresh. V'lubim mixas somewhat. You're going cafe like coffee, chazeres, lettuce, tavlin, spices, mutter lutchan isam. Ulam rak leidei shina. Those things you should do with a shina. Kolema sheitachin isam ba'ofen acher mimashu rogalasis meizachol. So you should do it differently than what you do on a weekday. So something that the taste would be only a drop different, but it grows from the ground. So you could do it on Yom Tov, but you should do it somewhat differently. How should you do it differently? L'dugma, he says, for instance, let's say you'd use a grater to grate chazeres, right, on a grater. So then the grater would sit on a plate. So you go beyond the lagabe pieces in the yard, so put it straight down on a towel, a cloth, piece of paper, instead of putting it on the plate. But if you want to grind it on a plate, so hold the grater in a different direction than you would usually hold it. But once again, it's only for things you need for yamtiv. Food that grows from the ground and wouldn't go bad. And they wouldn't even change the flavor if it was done before yamtiv. Like nuts, chen melach, or salt. So minadin, those things, anything that would taste the same if you ground it on yamtiv, but before yamtiv, you should do it before yamtiv. You shouldn't be soymech when doing it with a shinui on yamtiv. Rak b'di'eved, post facto, if by mistake you didn't do it before yamtiv, so then muter lutchen eisem afil b'yamtiv, then you could do it on yamtiv. I feel even using a utensil that's meant for grinding. But once again, as I say, you should do it with a shinui. So anything that be'etzem would taste as fresh, if you grind it before yamtiv, you should grind before yamtiv. If chas v'shalom, something came up, whatever, you forgot, you didn't do it, so then you're allowed to do it on yamtiv, that which you need for enough for yamtiv itself only, and it should be done with a shinui. So if, hey, in the middle of page kuf, in the new print, food that grows from the ground, and you prepare it from something that was already ground. Any baked goods, right? So any baked goods that comes from flour was already once ground before. Sukkah gvishi, right? Or sugar cane. The other type of sugar. So you ground, you cut it up to get it. So mutar lachos of litchen eisam biyamtiv. I feel by even shergilim litchen eisam biyamis achel. Right. So let's say you have sugar cubes. Right. So that's a sugar kvishi sugar cube. So right. So that was already ground up, and then it's molded to make perfect cubes. So these things which are already ground before, we say ain't chin lachat chin. There's no teichin after teichin. So you could grind these up on yamtiv even the way you do it during the week. I feel b'kliyam yuchin lekach even with a keli that's meant for it. But once again, be careful, you only can do what you're doing for yamtiv itself. And as far as using a kitchen grinder, a commercial grinder, we're going to see, you don't use a commercial grinder on yamtiv, we're going to see later in Siv Zayin, but you keep to a kitchen grinder. It says, when after you grind something, very often there's some chunks that are a little bit larger left behind. It says you have to be careful that those chunks you don't, by mistake, pull out and do breira on yamtiv. So you should take out a little bit of the well-ground stuff first. Sivav, what happens to food that doesn't grow from the ground? Oichum she'enam gedulei karka. Kigayim beitzim, like eggs, bosa, meat, dogim, fish, greener kosher, hard cheese. So mutar lutchein elamayichaisem gam lechatchil v'mazleik. Kedaka umblu lejana, so you can take a regular fork in a regular way, and not food that doesn't go from the ground, you can grind in its ordinary method on yamtiv. Food that's rugged to grind in a grinder, like meat, fish, matzah, which we said you could because it all comes from flour. Okay, it's generally we try to prepare before yamtiv. It's not going to change the case, the taste. Layasakein. If you didn't, you can use a regular residential kitchen grinder. Now, obviously not electric, but if you have a hand manual, you're allowed to use that on yamtiv. But when you grind the meat or the fish, when it comes out of the grinder, it shouldn't go into the typical bowl that it would usually go to. Rather, it should go into a plate or a piece of paper, paper or a cloth or something, not into your typical plate. And then it says, regarding grinding coffee, one should not use a grinder on yamtiv. And that is a Mishnah Berurah in Siman Tov Kuf Dalet Seif Katan Tes, where the Mishnah Berurah says, "I feel right to last a shinig and lutchen chada chada kegam the gav nazarim vuad in lutchen kava." Says so to grinding coffee berichaim shalem in a coffee grinder is also awesome, but you could bang it. because that's considered ovdin d'chol. Grinding coffee in a coffee grinder, which is the way you do it during the week, and it's ovdin d'chol because that's it's regular real preparation for stuff. So you shouldn't chatchila use a coffee grinder on Yom Tif. Says things that were pre-baked, so even though it's best to do it a shine, but if you can't for whatever reason, it is permitted to use a grinder because it was ground before and it's baked stuff. You could grind it without a shine if you can't do it with a shine. But it's interesting that a coffee grinder we consider ovdin d'chol should not be used on Yom Tov. Anyone who would like to take an opportunity to sponsor a shiur to help this shiur continue, please go to www.rabbifishman.com and click on the sponsor a shiur button or email rabbifishman@gmail.com. We look forward to your sponsorships to help the shiurim come.